Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Jaira. May I please have your last name and email?
cev2010@bm.com.
Okay. And that's CEV as in Victor 2010@bmts.com.
It starts at B as in Bob, M as in Mike, T as in Tom, S as in Sam.com.
Okay, hold for 1 second. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
Port Elgin, Ontario.
Okay, gotcha. And I do see that you have a premium active membership with us. What is it that I can help you with today?
Well, I didn't know I had it. I bought into Craftsy. Then I got a memo telling me it was disbanded. Then I got a memo from Blueprint. I joined Blueprint, and then it was canceled. So I don't understand why I have a Craftsy membership.
Okay, Craftsy, Blueprint switched over to Craftsy. So, you're wanting to know why you still have the membership with Craftsy, because it didn't do anything but switch over.
Well, did I actually pay for it?
Did you have Blueprint when Craftsy was Blueprint?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you automatically pay for it, but you don't pay for it. They just switched it over. If you had Blueprint already, that payment came from Blueprint. You didn't pay for Craftsy. It just switched over.
Yeah, but before Blueprint, I joined Craftsy. So is Craftsy's membership the one that I'm going by? Because I joined Blueprint back in July.
Right. So, yeah, you just go by the Craftsy membership.
Yeah,
they just switched it over.
April, which means that Craftsy kept my money in April. I haven't been using anything because I had it refunded from Blueprint. I wasn't happy with it. So I don't think I'm entitled to anything. And this is what I'm wondering. If you're going to take my membership money again in April, I don't want that.
Okay, so you just want to opt out of your auto-renewal?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Give me 1 second. We do have a $29.99 annual membership that we can offer you. Would you like that, or you still want to opt out?
So what is it original? How much is it supposed to be?
Well, it depends on which one you want to have. The premium membership is usually $79.99 a year, but we have one which is an annual membership that's $29.99 a year. It's kind of the same as the $79, but with the $29, it's only a few selection of classes that you'll get instead of 50 plus classes.
Yeah, no. I want to opt out in April.
Okay, so you want to opt out your auto renewal, correct, right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Just 1 second. I'm going to place you in a brief hold while I get you opted out, okay?
Okay.
All righty, ma'am. I'm almost finished. What I'm doing is just adding the comments on your account now, okay?
Uh-huh. And I have a couple of questions because I came on the site to get some things, and I couldn't buy them because of this coming up. You know, it said I already had an account. So now I'm looking at the order details from that annual membership last year. It was $105. Are you there?
I'm sorry about that, ma'am. I had placed you on a brief hold. What, you can go ahead if you would like.
Okay, so the order details on the website, I don't understand it. It does say your order details may not match the original purchase due to missing items, tax, or coupons. And then contact consumer customer support. But the order details, the annual membership was $105. And then now I see the total was $52.
Yes, ma'am.
So I was only charged $52? Or I was refunded something?
The last time I see you were charged was $74.01, but that was in April 23rd of 2021. I'm sorry, 2020.
So you don't see the sheet, the page that I'm looking at?
No, ma'am. I wouldn't see that information.
Okay. So
but it does say the last time you were charged, that was $74.01, but that was back in 2020 of April.
Yes. Yeah, so am I, can I give you this order number? Is it the same as what you see, 101-87-504?
No, ma'am, I don't see it.
Okay, so who is this person? I don't think I'm on the same account. Is this my number, CEV2010211234111? Is that my account?
Yes, ma'am, correct. Well, your username.
So that is me.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So I put something in the shopping cart, and I wasn't able to proceed to checkout. So that's because I was a premium and I don't have to pay.
Okay, you said you put something in your shopping cart.
Yeah, yesterday I came on the site to buy something, and this is how I found out that I was a member. And this is how I found out I was going to get charged in April for another year's membership. I didn't even know that. So, but I'm looking right now, the to proceed to checkout. What does this mean? Am I allowed to access that without paying for it? Is that why it won't let me go through? Look, I can't use my account.
I have a quick question. What is it that you're actually adding? Is it a class?
Yeah, it's a product called Pattern Making Basics, the Bodice Sloper by Suzanne Fuhrer.
Okay, and you said when you tried to check it out, it won't let you proceed, correct?
That's what happened, yeah.
Okay. I may can go ahead and process that for you. Just one second, okay? Hey, ma'am, I'm sorry for that whole